It's showtime.
Welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the Only The Challenge podcast. My name is Jake Shidell. Each week I ask my best friend Thomas Paola if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey Thomas, how's it going on this March 14th? Mid-March?
It is March the 14th, Jake. We are in week two of Jake's birthday watch.
Mm-hmm.
Only six more days. On Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Jake will finally die.
It's been a long time coming.
We've been waiting for 30 years.
For 30 years, my parents have been like, finally, we made a mistake with this one. Did you know that there's a rule in parenting that says if you made a mistake with one of them, you have to wait 30 years, but on their 30th birthday, you don't need to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, not a problem anymore.
A fair trade, honestly. 30 years, no problem. I can do 30 years. Another 30? No, thank you. I am done. I am good and done. How are you doing, though? You're still young and spry in your 20s.
Yeah, I'm young and spry. I feel like I could get out there on the basketball court because it's March Madness, Jake.
Hey, there it is. It is
today's
March
selection
Madness.
Sunday. Who do you think that your team's going to go all the way, or is your bracket going to get busted?
I think my team's probably going to go all the way, despite the fact that every other matchup will be a bust. The one that has my team in it, that I say is going to win, they're going to win every single one. But knowing how good I am at basketball and March Madness, every other one will be bad.
Call me Ray Parker Jr., because bracket busting makes me feel good.
Great. I love that. No, I'm very excited. I was saying before we started recording, I always forget to pay attention to college basketball until March, because I am un-American. And then I am upset by my showing in the March Madness tournament and say, next year I'm going to pay attention. And I've been doing that for about 20 years.
No reason to stop now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a system that's working. I still get invited to pools, so.
Jake, do you think that this being your last bracket of your life?
Fuck, yeah, I gotta really do good, huh?
Do you think that, like, will it be a little bittersweet if you get it perfect because you won't be there to see?
That's right. I'll pass on into the afterlife just assuming I did really good in the 2021 yeah. March Madness bracket. And
yeah,
you know,
I think,
what? Ignorance is bliss. That's what they're talking about.
Given how good your picks have been on the challenge of late.
Oh, buddy.
I think that you're in a really good position to keep that momentum going.
You sound very confident when you mention the picks that we make every week on the challenge. So let's get into it. Thomas. Did you watch the challenge Double Agents last night?
Jake, I did.
It's great. This week's episode was called The Spy Who Loved Fessy. What do you think of this episode title?
It's okay. I mean, it's a pun on a James Bond title, which is good. I do feel like in order for... It's one of those, like... things where, like, if you do a certain inflection with it, the pun works better, but also it's not a way you would say it, because it'd be the spy who loves Fessy, or who loved Fessy.
The pun is the spy who shagged me?
No, the spy who loved me is a Roger Moore-era James Bond movie, and the spy who shagged me is a parody name of that.
Why haven't the Challenge Double Agents done an episode called Goldmember yet? That's probably, they're saving that for the finale.
Well, that's all, Jake.
What?
That name's already a play on something else.
I feel like whoever wins this season, the male winner, they're gonna
Alien
be
versus Predator.
I feel like whoever wins this season of the challenge will be a true international man of mystery.
Yeah. Jake, I watched Austin Powers International Man of Mystery again for the first time in a long time.
And?
Recently.
How was it?
It's pretty funny, still. You know, parts are funnier than others. It does have... the introduction of him as a character is one of the best parts of the movie. It's a great character introduction. Him dancing to the stupid Austin Powers theme in Britain and getting chased around by women.
It's great. We love Austin Powers here. The only memory I have of Austin Powers is the scene where he has to get the cart in the very narrow hallway. Is that in the first one?
Great. Yeah, that is in the first one. That is an extremely funny scene of him just going back and forth.
It's so funny. Every time. It's so funny.
It's a great joke.
Man. See, if that's what ridiculousness is, if that's what the kind of things they put on ridiculousness, I would watch that show constantly because that's so funny. But instead, it's just people getting hurt, and I don't think that's very funny, unless it's the challenge, in which case it is very funny. This week, we start off with the torture mission that we left off with last week. What did you think of this challenge overall? There were a lot of parts to it.
It just felt like the, you know, there's like one endurance thing where it's like, oh, you have to balance or you have to hold this or whatever. And then it's like, oh, you got to eat something gross. I did like the fermented cheese water was a nice touch.
I was very curious.
I feel like Iceland has a lot of possibilities. Iceland has a lot of possibilities for gross food. They eat a lot of gross fermented shit there.
Yeah, well, look, they've got the ice for this land. You can't say that they don't.
That's you certainly can't. And then it's just like, oh, you got to solve a puzzle.
Yeah. What did you think of when they had to eat the ram testicles and Kyle called them Nom's testicles? Did you think that was very funny? Because Kyle did.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
How did you feel about all of the puking?
There was a lot of it. I think it got a little old.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Corey has had the worst puke of anybody. And they kept cutting to him, puking in the same way every time.
He's puking a lot.
We got it the first time. We don't need to see it every time. We could assume he can't eat this food. CT is regretting leaving Big T, which I found interesting because CT and Cam apparently aren't working as well together as they expected to. But
yeah, well, he brought negative energy into it. But yeah, it just doesn't seem like their personalities are super compatible. Mm-mm. So,
man.
I think she worked a lot better with Kyle.
Yeah, and he worked a lot better with Big T. What you gonna do? Cam helps Leroy and Casey figure out an equation. Then they have to find a key, scratch a board, and dig for a nail file and file their way out of the cage. So Leroy and Casey win. This was kind of like an escape room. Do you like escape rooms? Have we talked about this?
I did one a while ago that's in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I like them. I think that's where I land on it.
Sure. I did one also in Grand Rapids with my family a couple of years ago, and I did nearly get in a big fight with my sister, so much so that the person like refereeing afterwards was like, I was worried about you two, and I was like, that's not helpful. But I still had fun. I still think it's a fun time. Escape the room, you know? I think it's fun. Did you find it fun when Fessy and Gabby continued their flirtation, or were you filled with a jealous rage?
Yeah, I was. I was punching my TV screen. I was so mad. I was like, I gotta get in there.
Would you call yourself?
Get him out! Yeah, get away from him.
Would you? You're too good for him.
I'm like a cat when you put up like a picture of a bird, you know, like a video of a bird on TV. I'm like, oh, I gotta get that.
Thomas, would you call yourself the poster who loves Gabby? Because he's
Jake.
She's the spy who loves Fessy, you know.
I don't know where this whole thing has come from.
I believe at one point you said, "I like Gabby." So this is actually on you. If you didn't love Gabby, you know, we wouldn't have to talk about it.
Just turned on a light in your brain where you're like, why don't you marry her then?
Why don't you marry her? You love her so much. But now she's busy with Fessy, who's actually more interested in Tori, who is not even in the game anymore. I don't understand why we needed to see this conversation.
I think I misremembered, like, because I remember he was, like, flirting with Tori when she was there, and she's dating someone, and then I think in my head I was like, isn't Fessy already dating someone? And I don't think he is.
Oh, you know what? He apparently actually was. I think he was supposedly dating somebody from Big Brother or something, or maybe another show, and didn't know anything about his extramarital affairs. I don't fucking know. I don't care. I don't care about these people's lives outside of this show.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I don't really either.
Like, if it's important, they'll mention it on the show. Like, this week, Kyle announced that his girlfriend or wife is pregnant. And I was like, I don't care. Good for you, I guess. But, like, yeah. Corey's already the dad on the show.
It means nothing to me.
Yeah. Also, Anissa.
But yeah, Jake, I broke everything in my room. I was so mad.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to pull a John Hinckley and I'm going to shoot the president to try and impress her. She'll have to notice me if I do that.
Yeah, definitely. And she'll be like, that's great because she is also an American.
By the way, absolutely hilarious in retrospect that John Hinckley was doing that to get the attention of, like, one of the most clearly gay women in, like, the history of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. What do you think the best reason for an assassination has ever been, Thomas? Since you're
probably that.
One. Yeah. Sure.
I think maybe the most purely, like, you, like, I, like, the most understandable reason anyone's ever done it is when Garfield was assassinated. Garfield the cat. The guy that killed him, like, his running mate was Chester Alan Arthur. Mm-hmm. And the they Cheeto. Were like, yes, the original Cheeto in Chief. But the whole point of their alliance was that it was like two rival factions that they were bringing together. And the guy killed Garfield specifically so that Chester Arthur would be president. Like, he literally, after he shot him, said, like, I am a whatever that faction is, and now Chester Arthur is president.
I heard...
So it's like, yeah, I get it.
I had heard it was that he was after his lasagna, so I'm going to need to read some different, like, books, I think.
Yeah, I hate... He's so mean to Odie.
So mean to Odie. What did Odie ever
tortures,
do?
He tortures John.
Yeah.
He actually assassinated him by throwing him out the window.
Yeah, you know who else... hates falling out of things is Anissa. She's so worried about heights. She's also very worried about not making it to the final yet again. Thomas, it's time for your new favorite segment, Thomas Trivia.
Oh, yes.
What number season is Double Agents for our friend Anissa?
Oh, she's been doing it for a while. I'm going to say 15.
14. Very close.
Damn it! I was so close.
How many finals has she been to over 14 seasons?
I'm going to say that she's been to one.
Split the difference. We're one off again. She's actually been to two. Maybe three after this season. We'll see. What is Anissa's elimination record?
It's probably not very good.
It's not bad. It's better than Nani's.
Okay, I'm going to say... she's been on 14 seasons. I'm going to say 5 and 6.
She's actually 10 and 10.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. 500.
That and 500. That's honestly, with everybody else's records, pretty good.
Yeah. What was her original show?
Probably The Real World.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what city?
Seattle, I don't know.
Mm-mm. I'll give you a hint. There's never been a Real World Grand Rapids.
Was it Detroit?
No, Thomas. No.
Chicago?
Thank you. Yeah, the two cities that this podcast is based out of. That's what I was... Anyway, I'll give you the point for it. Anissa is tied with one other person for most seasons by a female competitor with 14. Who does she share this record with? I'll give you a hint. It's not a person on this season, but it is a person that you tend to like. Or used to like. I don't know if you still like them. Her.
Hmm. Is it like Cara Maria?
It is in fact Cara Maria. So you got two out of five. That's pretty good. Good job, Thomas. Good job. Let's get into these deliberations. Nani tells everybody that she and Gabby both want to go against each other. So Corey and Gabby are the house vote. I feel like in the last few weeks there hasn't been much debate about who's going into elimination.
No, it's just kind of been happening. I think that's kind of the case as the field gets whittled down, you know?
I guess that makes sense.
Fewer choices.
I don't know. I've been watching a lot of old seasons of The Challenge. I really miss the public vote. I think the public vote adds so much to the show. It doesn't make sense for them to vote in private because there haven't been a lot of surprise votes, I feel like. Because so much of voting in the show is just everybody piling on because it's the safest vote. But if you're doing that in private, then the reveal is nothing exciting, generally speaking, in my opinion. The public vote, everybody's like fighting about who they should vote for or not vote for, and it caused a lot of drama. It's a good show, this show, The Challenge. Let's talk about the music, though, that they featured on this show. Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. There were three songs this week. Usually there's
there
only two.
There were three songs this week. One of them was one that I'm really annoyed that I never even thought to predict at some point. Like, not this episode, but, like, one of them I can't believe that I hadn't considered they would put
okay.
in here.
Which one was it?
That would be Living on a Prayer
yeah.
by Bon Jovi.
It's every episode, it's like they play one song. It's like, oh, of course, the most obvious song. How did we not predict this? So they did play...
The other one, I knew they were going to do like a spooky, scary song. So like The Freaks Come Out at Night, not a song I would have thought of. But as soon as I heard it, I was like, yep, okay.
Freaks Come Out at Night by Houdini is also a great song. And we also had one of my favorite songs of all time is Addicted to Love by Robert Palmer.
That's one of my favorite songs because I like to say during the chorus, might as well face it, you're addicted to drugs. I do it every time I listen to it.
It's very fun. This song was released in 1986 and reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Is this really one of your favorite songs? Robert Palmer sucks.
Oh, does he?
No, I'm not saying he's like a person. I'm saying like he's a lame artist who makes shitty music.
Oh, no, but this song's so fun. Yeah, I really enjoy
it. No, it's not. No, it isn't.
Every time this song comes on, I'm like, oh, yeah, this song. I love this song. So that's
I'm
an indication that I really
like,
enjoy
I'm just imagining you, like, nodding your head to fucking, like, Simply Irresistible or, like, one
like
of those other
song.
Really shitty songs. Like, Doctor, Doctor, give me the news. Jake's got a bad case of loving Robert Palmer.
It's true, I do. This song was initially supposed to be a duet with a very famous singer. Do you know who it was?
I don't.
Maybe you would, if you respected Robert Palmer more, you would know this.
Well, I don't, so.
It was originally supposed to be a duet with Chaka Khan. So, imagine that. Wouldn't that be a song?
Wow, that would be an enormous disparity in terms of, like, coolness.
I don't know. I feel like Chaka Khan's pretty cool. I think Chaka Khan's
yeah,
as
she
cool
is.
As Robert
no,
Palmer.
She is. What I'm saying is that Robert Palmer is not cool.
No, he's so cool. He did this song.
He had all the ladies behind him playing guitar.
Yeah, very cool. What's not cool about Robert Palmer? He's addicted to love, and who among us is not?
Might as well
you know?
Face it, you're addicted to Robert Palmer.
During the 2005 Super Bowl, ABC released a version of the video intercut with scenes from Lost and called it Addicted to Lost.
But Addicted to Lost? Okay, I do like that.
It's very good.
Is that why you like the song? Because you remember the Addicted to Lost thing?
100% why.
In the same way that, like, the song Unbelievable by EMF is completely inseparable from the Crumbelievables commercial that they did.
or heard it through the grapevine, it's just always going to mean raisins to me.
Yeah, just think about the California raisins.
This is like, there's no other way to think about it. So in the crater, it's Gabby versus Nani in Ring of Spies. This was the challenge that Kyle did with the man known as Colonel Mustard. I really hope if he does come back, he's only ever referred to as Colonel Mustard, because it's a top-notch nickname. Who were you rooting for here, Gabby or Nani?
Gabby.
Yeah, because that's your wife. Nani... I was rooting for Nani because
I didn't really have a strong. I was fine either way. Like, I didn't really have that strong a rooting interest.
I hope your wife doesn't hear this, Gabby.
It would be nice to, yeah, like it's nice to see Nani win. She doesn't win eliminations very often.
Yeah. Gabby wins the first round, and when that happened, I thought, yeah, this tracks. So I did not expect Nani to come back, and then win
and that's
the next
with a height
two.
Disadvantage too. Like, you'd think that Nani would have a natural advantage, and it turned out she did.
Yeah, she won the next two and got her gold skull. Woo! Finally, Nani does something in this game. Nani then takes Fessy. What do you think about this new team?
I mean, I think Fessy's going to need another partner for the final. That's what I think about it.
Fair. Anissa takes Kyle. I feel like this could be a good team. I feel like they could work well together.
Yeah, I enjoyed how much Kyle hated it.
Yeah, but I don't know. They're both like very serious. If they're as serious about making the final as they claim to be, I think they'll figure out a way to work together.
I think it's kind of like when Devin and Tori were together, where it's like, they're not happy about it, but I think it can work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then Big T gets stuck with Corey, making her...
I was very sad. I was very, very sad to see this happen. I don't think Big T is breaking the curse.
I don't think so. I don't know. They're the only two people without skulls left. So, I don't know. We will see. Let's get into the points that we won this week, Thomas. You may recall last week you had 35 points to my 18. So you needed just 1 point to lap me. You got a point for Cam surviving. You got a point for Leroy surviving. You got a point for Leroy and Casey winning the challenge. That puts you now at 38 points. I got a point for Corey and Gabby getting voted in, Gabby going home, and Fessy being taken. So now I'm at 21 points. So you actually...
You're still... So what you're saying is you're still down by 17.
Well, what I'm saying is you now need 4 points to my zero to lap me. And I'm not going to let that happen. Who is...
Okay, all right. If that's the moral victory that you're... I mean, look, it's nice to have something to motivate yourself, because you're certainly not playing for anything else.
Who's winning the next mission?
It's a good question. I think they're trying to trick us with the next on the challenge thing.
Oh, I don't even...
Cam and CT.
I don't remember what
happened. Seem like maybe they're going to lose and like get voted in or whatever, but like, I also don't necessarily think they're going to win. Who's going to win?
I don't even know who all the teams are anymore. I know there's only 6 teams left, but, you know, it's easy to forget.
Are there any guys that don't have skulls?
Corey.
Oh, just Corey.
Just Corey.
Yeah.
Everybody else has a skull. And Big T is the only woman without a skull. We got CT left. We got Corey left. We got Darrell. We got Fessy. We got Kyle and Leroy. Big team.
Right, I'm gonna say Darrell and Amber are gonna win.
Solid choice. Solid choice. I'm gonna. You know what? Wishful thinking. I'm gonna say Big T and Corey. Why not?
I thought about it.
It seems like they're the two biggest characters on this show. Like, they have the two biggest subplots of the show this season, and I want it to pay off in some way. It's not that they're finally together. I think that's nice, and I would like to see them win something together, because I really like both of them. Who's getting voted into the crater?
I'm going to say Fessy and Nani are getting voted in.
Okay.
Or at least, I think they're going to get... thinking about it, I think they're going to get chosen by the winner.
Okay.
So who would get... And I'm going to say that Corey and Big T get voted in so that Corey gets a chance at a skull.
That makes sense. I think it will be Kyle and Anissa voted in because Corey is going to be like, I want a skull, and Kyle's going to be the easiest one to beat, which sucks because I like both of them. Really... There's only one person I don't like on the show anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to say that Corey breaks the curse of Corey by losing. I think Corey will be eliminated.
Okay. I think Kyle will be eliminated. Corey's got to make the final. He's got to do it.
Does he?
Yeah, it's actually, it's in his contract that he's obligated to make the final.
Corey has not been good in, like, any of the challenges.
He makes the final about half the time he's on the show, though.
I think it's a down year for him.
Maybe. Maybe it is. He did lose a lot of people on his side this season. Here's my prediction. I am predicting it is going to be a team elimination.
Okay.
So it's the... Both male competitors and both female competitors will go in, and the winners will be the team. So I think Corey's going to win, Kyle's going to lose, and I think Anissa is going to win, and Big T is going to lose.
Okay.
So I'm saying Kyle and Big T are going home. Two Brits in the same week. How unfortunate for them. But you know what? That's why we won the Revolutionary War. Look it up. Is anybody going to trade? I feel like not at this point, right?
I think that Fessy... In this scenario, Fessy is winning, and I think he is going to trade off with Nani.
Okay. I don't think there's going to be a trade at this point. So close
to the
final.
I'm trying to think of who he would trade for. Who would be traded for? I'm going to say he steals Cam.
Okay, I don't think Cam would be happy about that. Okay.
It would also set up... CT having to go back to Big T with his tail between his legs, which would be pretty great. Or if he chose Nani over her, which would also be kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see what happens. What I'm also very excited to see is what music is played. Thomas, what are you predicting? What song will be played this week?
Jake, that is a good question. I believe last week I predicted Into the Groove by Madonna.
Yes. Last week I predicted Girls on Film by Duran Duran. Another fun fact about the Robert Palmer song. One of the guys from Duran Duran played guitar on that song.
Okay. That is a fun fact. I am going to say Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order.
Ooh, fantastic. That's a great song. I'm going to say Pump It Up by Elvis Costello and the Attractions.
Okay.
This is my new thing every week, a day or two. Like when I'm doing the notes, I'll listen to the radio based on the playlist that they've already released, thinking, oh, maybe this is a hint. It hasn't worked out so far, but that song did come up and I was like, I could see them playing this. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Thomas, what's your Twitter? If people want to follow you.
I don't know why anyone would want to do that, but you can follow me at TomNotTom.
Got to see all your March Madness takes.
Yeah, hear all my tweets about Michigan basketball.
Yeah, it's good. Every time I see one of those tweets, I'm like, oh yeah, I should probably be paying attention to that. Never do.
And yet you don't.
And yet I don't. And then I take next to last place in my family's tournament. You can follow the show on Twitter at DYWSLN. You can follow us on Instagram at The Only Survivor Podcast. What's the Apple Review podcast review, Thomas Powell?
This is
a story of
my
a girl.
Favorite podcast.
What?
Yeah. This is the story of a podcast. You cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Yeah.
Jake, why are you always looking? Why are you always looking? You know what my favorite thing about that song is?
What?
It is called "Absolutely," yeah. And then in parentheses, "Story of a Girl."
That is absolutely my favorite part of that song. It's such a fun fact.
I absolutely love her when she smiles.
Fuck! Why didn't we predict that song for next week?
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, this is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
And how many stars is that?
5.
Yeah, the people need to know. All right, well...
3 stars ain't enough. We need 5.
Yeah. You see that big E24? Pretty good stuff. The documentary. This is a Wrestling Corner. Big E had a documentary on WWE Network a few weeks ago. It's pretty good. That's the end of Wrestling Corner. Have a great quarantine.
Deuces.
I lay awake at night, false lover, just so trouble. It's hard to keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, yeah.
What a miserable end to the show.
Yeah, it's not, just going out on a low note, like we always do.
This generation is millionaires.
I want a freaking $1 million, y'all.
It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear. Your love got me walking, baby, when I have no place to go. The bad luck and trouble's taking me. I have no money to show. Yeah, some of this generation is millionaires.
I'm gonna go ahead and take the money and run, too.
It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear.
March Madness, more like March Badness. Every year for the last 5 years or so, I've been saying March Madness, more like March Badness on Twitter. Never gets
sorry,
any
I just
engagement.
Remembered I just remembered I had to do something since it's that time of year.
What's that?
I'm recording, but like I just need to quick do something. It's not gonna prevent me from doing anything here.
I don't. Okay. Why? Okay. What is it?
Every year I text March Madness. Am I right?
That's very good.
And I realized I hadn't done it yet.
Yes, some of this generation is millionaire.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I ain't even got these clothes to wear.
We did it.